Welcome back, Glow Therapy enthusiasts. Dr. Dijon here. Today we're going to be talking about don't be an April Fool. We're going to share skin tricks today. Talking about some skin wins. Let's don't be fooled by those marketing ads. When it comes to your skin health, only the best for you. Ever ask a girlfriend, you know, you're glowing. What's your skin secret? She says simply, I eat healthy, exfoliate, and use hyaluronic acid moisturizer. Okay. So you start looking online and you see ads with beautiful people showing off beautiful skin, but you're just not sure which products to choose. Well, your Glow Therapy podcast is here to help you. We're going to demystify a few of these products that are seen on everyday marketing ads. Grab your pen and paper and let's start talking skin tricks. April Fool trick number one. Healthy foods and probiotics sadly can play a joke on you. You think, oh, I'm going to eat yogurt. It's fabulous. And say it's healthy and it's full of good gut probiotics. Well, that could be partially true, and we do need those things, and it does help our skin. However, my advice before purchasing is to flip the package. Look at the label. Consider what other ingredients are included with those good gut probiotics. Just because the gorgeous woman in the online ad says it's what made her beautiful, don't believe it. Read it for yourself. Look at the sugar content. Because if it has too much sugar in your yogurt, it could be doing more harm than good. Green juice is another example. In the same way that they fill it with sugar as well to make it more drinkable. And then you fall into that category with it being that the bad outweighs the good. And why is this? Because the internal bacteria inside of your body will choose sugar first. And so you are, in essence, feeding the enemy. We would rather them choose the probiotics and the good gut foods so that it helps to kill them and eliminate the bacteria, but that's not how it works. They will always choose the sugar first. So, you know, why do they do this? Well, they fill it with sugar to make it more drinkable. And, you know, I want to tell you that it can happen that your taste buds change to where you will like the more bitter, possibly, challenging type foods to take down especially when you love sugar. We don't realize a lot of times that our body's addicted to sugar, but I promise if you just start taking this challenge seriously, that within a very short amount of time, your palate will change and you'll choose the foods that are healthy for you that don't have as much sugar. So that's one place, right, that we're retraining our brain, retraining our taste buds. But the biggest thing that we want to look at is the skin win. And this will be that when you do start choosing those foods, you do start adding the foods that have less sugar, the P. acne bacteria won't have anything to feed off of. The fungus, the yeast in the body, it will not remain there, because if you're not feeding it, if you're giving it the things that make it go away, then, you know, the skin troubles start to diminish. And, you know, it looks good in the mirror, okay? Let's just talk about how it looks in the mirror. Eating whatever and whenever never has worked. And so it does take a little bit of, self-control and just adding in the good and then phasing out the bad. I'm never someone who loves to just say, cut this, cut this, cut this, because it's just too hard as a human to make so many changes at once. So let's start small, okay? And just remember that sugar's the number one culprit in the diet. So what goes in must come out, and that often means through the skin. So just some easy fixes to replace the bad with the good. That would be to try plain Greek yogurt. You could add a little bit of, sprinkle some vanilla in there, sprinkle some cinnamon, whatever kind of, healthy flavors you add will be great, just not the sugar. If you need it to be sweet, try a drop or two of stevia. This is like a natural sweetener that doesn't cause a glycemic spike. And for easy greens, maybe start with some celery, asparagus, cucumber. Those are pretty easy. Your taste buds will thank you. Your skin will start to crave green superfoods. And then maybe you might want to add stronger flavors later, like kale or chard, collards, things like that. But there's a real thing called the green glow. And the more healthy green foods, the less sugar, the more the skin responds. So many people usually think I'm talking about, when I say watch for sugar, they think I'm talking about adding spoons of sugar in there, but that's not it. Instead, it's those hidden sugars in the prepackaged fast foods that the marketing companies are wanting to put out there as delicious and healthy, but honestly, they may not be. So to avoid the sugar spikes, read the labels. Try to eat as many whole foods as possible, and your skin will thank you. All right, on to April Fool's trick number two. They say daily exfoliation creates great skin, and so the companies will put marketing ads out there, and on their label, it's going to tell you to exfoliate every day because they want to sell you more products. You know, it's somewhat true, obviously, that healthy skin does desquamate. It does need exfoliation, shedding. And hopefully it would do it on its own. If it doesn't, it's okay to, assist the skin. However, that unhealthy skin needs a boost to stimulate the metabolism so that desquamation can happen, but it certainly doesn't need a full scrub down all the way to the dermis every day, okay? Nor does it need harsh chemicals that can be used in these over-the-counter soaps and cleansing products. And the reason being is that the way that the skin protects you from invading bacteria is keeping a strong acid mantle. And it can be called the lipid barrier. It basically provides a covering on the skin to keep bacteria out and healthy oils and hydration in. We do need some oil in the skin. So if you use harsh stripping products daily, that acid mantle just cannot remain fully intact. And therefore, there will be openings for bacteria to get in and wreak havoc on your skin. So just take it easy. Exfoliate maybe 2 to 3 times a week if you feel that you need it, with a gentle scrub, maybe ingredients like jojoba beads or some pumpkin enzymes. But just be thoughtful to, being easy on the skin. Giving your skin a small boost of cellular turnover is wonderful. But optimally, you want your skin to do the job. So less is more in this case. April Fool's trick number three, all hyaluronic acid is not made equal. Although the marketing ads will tell you that their hyaluronic acid is the best, blah, blah, blah. Just because your moisturizer says it has hyaluronic acid, and that may be listed on the ingredient, don't be fooled, because they are not all equal. Many companies will make a cheaper version with a larger molecule, and it could sit there, but it doesn't necessarily penetrate into the epidermis to help with hydration. So be thoughtful. Make sure that you, even though you're not going to be able to read the size of the molecules, read the reviews, read not on their website. Go in and really look at long-term client reviews and things like that. Or what I like to do is I just simply pick up the phone and call the companies. If they're willing to talk to you, if it's something that's a large investment, which many times skin products can be a large investment, that's a pretty good sign that they are proud of what they do and they're willing to help. if they avoid you or hide from you and don't want to answer questions, I'm just a little skeptical in that way. Now, think about April showers, right? We know that all that hydration that comes through April showers brings May flowers. It does a blooming season for us. Well, all of that rain that gives the earth a deep drink of hydration, guess what? Your skin also needs a deep drink of hydration. And we can do that through this magical ingredient that grabs and holds up to 1,000 times its weight in water. And that's hyaluronic acid. So that's why it's such a buzzword lately in the past 5 years or so, because it does have the ability to help us hold in that moisture, smooth out fine lines, and just assist the skin in wound healing, right? So delivering a solid foundation for that acid mantle that we talked about. It helps to prevent tulle, and what tulle is transepidermal water loss. So instead of holding the water in, if the barrier, the acid mantle is not healthy, the water just evaporates and goes out. But when we can keep that acid mantle healthy, and then we can put in smaller molecule hyaluronic acid that pushes down deep, we get to hold in all that moisture for skin. And this is a superpower humectant, right? So we know that properties of hyaluronic acid have been proven through scientific studies to accomplish big things with a small amount, as long as it's high quality. So do your research and make sure that you understand what that company is all about. Are they about big marketing ads and just selling to the masses? Or are they about actually high quality ingredients? And that's going to make a difference. All right. So always keep in mind the KISS acronym. Keep it simple, sister. Less is more. And wholesome ingredients and wholesome foods do matter in the end. So when labels reveal 20 items on the ingredient list, maybe 10 of which you can't pronounce, it might be best to keep moving, or at least look those ingredients up and make sure you feel very comfortable that they're good for your skin and for your body. So let's quickly recap on our skin tricks to avoid becoming an April Fool where our skin health is concerned. First, read your labels, avoid hidden sugars in food, and starve those bacteria, fungi, and yeast that might wreak havoc in the body. Avoid super aggressive skin products because less is more, and the skin's acid mantle is very important and it needs to stay healthy. So strip it less, only exfoliate maybe 2 to 3 times a week with a gentle scrub. And then last but not least, create those April showers of hydration for your skin by using high quality hyaluronic acid, giving your body the drink of water it needs for your skin. Skin love heals. When you take the time to care for your skin, it'll respond in kind by looking back at you in the mirror with a healthy glow. Hoping these 3 simple skin tips can help you avoid being an April Fool. I just want to help you to stay strong, stay smart, and always love your skin. That's more than what's trending at the moment. Let's end the podcast today with 3 deep breaths accompanied by self-love affirmations that you can use to reinforce your thought process, your heart, mind, body, and soul throughout the day. Because your health and self-care does matter. All right, here we go. Get in a comfortable position. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Slowly breathe in to the count of 5. And then breathe out slow while speaking your truth. I am a beautiful gift from God and perfectly designed from love. Again, slow breath in to the count of 5. and then slowly breathing out as you speak your truth. I am healthy and I love myself by carefully choosing what to put in my body and on my skin. Last one, slow, deep breath in to the count of five. And then release with your truth. I have great purpose in this world to love myself, to love others, and to create a life that fulfills my soul. For all of this, I am grateful. Thanks for tuning in today for the Glow Therapy Podcast. I hope it made you smile just a little. Dr. Dijon signing off, saying live, laugh, and love your skin.